Hello, I'm Dr. Sri Banerjee, epidemiologist, biostatistician, faculty member, and in this segment I'm going to go over a data set known as CDC Wonder. Now, I've talked about CDC Wonder previously, however, there's so many varieties and configurations that you can use in from the CDC Wonder that it warrants talking about multiple times. So let's go ahead and get started here. Make sure that you're in the CDC Wonder webpage. If you do not have the webpage link, then you can go ahead and just do a Google search for the respective vaccine that you're looking at. Now, one thing to note when you're looking for adverse events in vaccines, you want to kind of know what the main vaccine is for the for the virus or for the disease. And as it turns out, I was looking into monkeypox, and the monkeypox virus was quite widespread in the United States previously. So there was a vaccine that was created in order to address monkeypox. Monkeypox actually is not the only disease that JYNNEOS, the vaccine, actually prevents. This also prevents smallpox. So there's not a singular way to understand what is preventing solely monkeypox. Regardless, let's take a look at, this is the main page, and let's take a look at number one, organized table layout. So where it says organized table layout, if you're looking for adverse reactions, then you go in and select VAERS ID. And when you look for VAERS ID, this is where you'll find it. And so I made sure that that was selected. And then you want to take a look at the age group. And this can be varied depending on what you're looking for. There's a variety of variables that you can actually go through and retrieve. So what we're concerned with is age. And then you want to look at vaccine. So VAERS ID, stratified by age, and then stratified by vaccine. Then let's take a look at symptoms. You may want to look at symptoms that are pertaining to these pertaining to the adverse effects, and you can actually search them right here and take a look at anything that you're wanting to look for in the symptoms. So if you're looking for something like cough, then you search and take a look at the some of the vaccines, some of the side effects, the adverse reactions of cough. So it could be allergic cough that you're looking for, cough variant, asthma, cough decrease. So there's a multiple array of diseases or adverse reactions that you can look at. We're just gonna concern ourselves with with all symptoms. So let's change that here and place all symptoms. Now number three is looking at what type of vaccine that you're wanting. So let's go into the adverse effects and take a look at some of the viruses. Let's browse through the viruses that are available. So when you look at the, not the viruses, these are the vaccines that are available against viruses. So when you go through and when you look for the adverse reaction for the virus, so this portion is the vaccine for the viruses. I recommend that you go into search. When you search, what I because this was monkeypox, all I put in here was monkey. And so when I put in monkey and search, what I found was JYNNEOS. And as I told you at the beginning of the lecture, this is the vaccine that is used against monkeypox. However, the caveat is that this is also effective against smallpox. So why it was administered, you don't necessarily know if this was for monkeypox or smallpox. So let's select this. And this is what's currently selected. And then we're going to use all manufacturers, all doses, in terms of where this is, United States, all ages, all genders. And then number five, we're looking at event category. Is it death that you're looking at, hospitalization? Well, all events, we're just going to select recovered, all events, serious, all events, vaccine administered by all entities, onset, interval, all days, days in hospital, all days. So you get the drift. You can go through and just put all days and all. Then search text fields, we're not concerned with that. Looking at report completed dates, just all dates. And then you can take a look at the report received data, and that we select all, select vaccination dates, all adverse event onset data, all select death rates, other options. What I tick marked here is this box under export results. And then I send this in. And there's processing that takes place, and then you get to download the data set that is retrieved here. And let's take a look here. So here's the adverse event data set that you can retrieve and take a look. Let's maximize this. And so there's a lot of components, and we can go through and edit them. These are including some of the descriptions that took place for each of the for each of the vaccines. So subject number 233173-1. This person went through the adverse event description 1197, and so the description for that is nasal congestion, wheezing, headache, and dizziness. That's kind of a minor reaction, not too bad. Now, if we're looking at, let's take a look at some more serious side effects that might have appeared here. So let's go through this. Soreness for 7 days, and then after administering a vaccine within 3 minutes, the client complained. And complained, stayed until 10 a.m. and stated that he felt better. There's a lot of notes on what went on. Some of them quite lengthy. These in itself are very interesting to take a look at and gather. Acute pericarditis is quite serious. So acute pericarditis along with fever. This is something that is important and worth noting because it's relatively serious. Even this one, intense migraine lasting for multiple days from the administration, and the individual was between 30 to 39 years. All of these demonstrate some of the adverse events that took place, and what is important is to select the right type of data set from the CDC Wonder data set so that you can understand not only what is going on, some basic demographic information as well. I hope this has made some sense. Thank you for listening.